in here into this part of the church, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share a little later on in the service. So you might want to be thinking now about what you'd like to say. And we'll just have somebody bring the microphone to you. You won't have to come up front. But when we moved out here from the place that we refer to as next to the fruit market, where we come in there every Sunday and smell cantaloupe, and we moved out here January the 1st in 1982, and it was a deep freeze. I mean, the first 2 weeks we were out here, it was like overnight it would get down to 20 below, and I don't think it ever got above zero for the first 2 weeks of January that year. And that was when they had the Super Bowl, and it was played in Cincinnati, I believe. And it was like the wind chill factor was like 30 below zero. But we were excited, even though we moved in during that weather. January. And then God began to move from there. And then we started building, started adding, started changing. In the first 5 years we were here, we spent $50,000 on remodeling and that, and didn't have to borrow a penny of it. I look back, and there was many times, and I thought, where in the world did that $50,000 come from? Because we paid $68,000 for the property when we moved out here. And we've got replacement insurance on it now, and it's over $1 million. So if a tornado came through and just took this thing, this building right down to the ground with none of us here, we could build us back a $1 million building. And God has blessed us, and there has been some tornadoes around that have been really close. Matter of fact, one day when we were having school here before the school moved to Taylor County, one came through, or well, I don't know if it was a tornado, but it was a downburst of wind, tore the roof off the old sanctuary and the back part, blew it off the building into the side of the school bus that the kids from Taylor County were riding over here in, knocked all the windows out, and the kids just had loaded on the bus, and when that cloud came up, I saw it. I was out in the parking lot, and I ran around the corner. And when I came around the corner, I saw a piece of material flying through the air. And I yelled, get the kids out of the bus, get the kids out of the bus. And they got them out real quick. And just as the last kid, and I wasn't sure it was the last one, but just as the last kid got off the bus, then an entire piece of the sanctuary, about 20-foot square on the roof, came off and slammed into the side of that bus. And I'm standing there thinking, oh, God, don't let a kid have been in that when that hit. And that glass out of those windows went out, and it was just like shotgun pellets when it went through the inside of the bus. But, of course, we had insurance. We were able to rebuild, and none of the kids got hurt. We were all in the old sanctuary under the pews. That's when we had pews in there. And water coming through the ceiling, and us hunkered down under there. And a lot of adventures here. But God. Amen. And then there was another time when one came through and took down about 50 big poplar trees over here across the road on that knoll. And all it did to the church, and I don't know, but right up there in that corner, one of those strips that hold the tile up there popped loose and dropped down. And that was all of the, damage that happened then. So God's been with us through all these years. And you know, when we moved into this part of the building, we had twice as many people as we do now. But there was only about half as many Spirit-filled churches around in the area as there is now. And we've got people in all of them. Because it was closer to home, or, you know, like I said in the bulletin, for their own reasons, whatever they were. But God has been faithful in everything, and now we've come to this precipice. And we moved into this building part right here that we're in now. We moved into it in the last of December in 1976. No, 70, 96, I don't know. Because in January, what day was it, Gail? January the 17th of 1997, Jimmy and Gail were married in this. They were the first ones to stand on this platform and say, I do. And that was 22 years ago. 22 years ago. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you here with us when you were here when we moved into to this building? And a lot of you didn't raise your hand. You weren't even born then. But we're going to have a special time today, because God has blessed us and you have been faithful. Amen. Ricardo.
Don't he look good? Amen. Hallelujah. Now if I can ever get him to do mom's floors, he'll look even better, won't he? I'm working on it. I keep trying to help her out. I do.
He comes over just to cause trouble.
I call it helping out. But anyway, the Lord, the God I serve is awesome.
Amen.
Y'all excuse me. I'm not wearing a bra. I'm just getting my glasses. Calm down here. Well, now, I just had to go ahead on and clarify that. Woo! Golly. But anyway, back to the matter at hand here. I remember the first time I come here. We were in the old sanctuary. Now, needless to say that I hadn't been to a church with such spirit. Just point blank. I wasn't accustomed to seeing people get up on the floor, and I wasn't accustomed to seeing people pray for them. You get your hands laid on them and people slain in the spirit. I wasn't accustomed to that. I was accustomed to going to a church, sitting still, and barely making a move, and not knowing that you were really supposed to have fun in church. Bottom line, and that's just the truth. But anyway, this particular night, the front was lined completely with people. People were jumping and screaming in the aisles. And I didn't understand why this man would touch people and they lay on the floor. I didn't understand that. But you know what? With all that being said, it felt right. It felt like that's what we're supposed to do. Amen? And here I am now. I've come full circle. I made a little detour once upon a time, but I come back in here. And I remember the day that I walked in this door. It was in 2000. It was October the 9th, if you really want to know. And the song they were singing is All God's Promises Are Yes and Amen. I remember that too. Because see, one day when I was a kid, I got baptized. And little did I know until I heard this lady right here say, talk about a seed being sown. And that baptism at this particular church I was going to was the seed that was sown. Oh, I learned some things. But it took me until I was really able to connect and understand what I was doing before I realized that Jesus loved me as much as he loved anybody else. Amen? Oh, yeah, that's true. God is good. You know, he died for me as well as he died for all y'all. Amen? Hallelujah. Anyway, let me, Gerald Relaford's really rubbing off on me, guys. But thank you. I come to have fun. Amen. Everybody else in here come to have fun? I do. I oh, hallelujah. Has everybody read the bulletin? If you haven't, you really need to get one. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to go over the back of this thing. The front of it. April the 8th, debt-free celebration. That's today, amen? Amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Tuesday nights in April, this month, from 6 to 7 on Tuesday nights, Bible teaching with Miss Martha. Miss Martha is probably one of the most intelligent women I've ever been around, just point blank. And with that being said, she is really intelligent when it comes to the Word of God. Not only is she intelligent, she is very anointed to go with that. So when you couple the two together, you get awesome. Amen? But anyway, she will be doing the teaching. Christ revealed in Revelations. Men and women are invited. Then Wednesday night is Bible study and music practice, if I can make it. It's always a roadblock, amen? But anyway, I should be here. Women's meeting and the message of it's Saturday, April the 14th. Boy, that date is so familiar. April the 14th. That's so familiar. But it. And we're not even putting up metal. Anyway. April the Saturday, April the 14th, woman's meeting at it's woman's meeting at Messengers of Life in Madisonville. If is that Miss Connie?
Yes.
Miss Connie Child. She'll.
It's the 14th. Saturday is the 14th, isn't it? Yeah. Did you hear Pastor Shirley? She said, don't go by the second page, go by the first page.
Anyway, that meeting is Saturday, April the 14th, amen? And we have birthdays. The 9th is Corey McClisters, and the 11th is Miss Rita Reynolds, amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We have no wonder that date's familiar, and our anniversary, no wonder that is. No, but we've been married be 24 years, the 14th of. How she did it, I'll never know. But hallelujah. And it says down at the bottom, says, attention, all ladies, if you are planning on going to the woman's meeting next Saturday, the 14th. They will need to know today so they can plan on transportation. That's Pastor Shirley, okay? Amen? Is anybody else have any kind of announcements? Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, ain't that right? And all the time, God is good. I'm not going to read the handout. You guys can do that, but I will say this right here. The God I serve is an awesome God. He is, and we come here today to have a celebration, and I think in celebrating, I'll be a little bit of fun to go along with it, and all the people that are here today visiting with us, we welcome you here, and anytime you want to come in here, you just feel free because the door is always open, amen? Hallelujah. Well, now, Dad, it's time, amen? Lord God, I just thank you for this day. This day, Lord God, that you have made, we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. Lord God, I thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing and everything that goes along with what you stand for. Lord, I thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I just ask you to be with us and guide us and comfort us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 the greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And
oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed.
When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy and perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And
oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no. Forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name, Jesus. Oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no, forever I am changed. What a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious name, what a glorious name, Jesus. And oh, what a glorious name, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name, Jesus. Oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Woo. Say, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They're weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't that awesome? Amen. Woo! Sometimes it just gives me, it just does my heart good to sing that song. Amen. You know, I learned that when I was about that tall. Now I'm about this tall and I still know the words to it. Ain't that right? God is good, y'all. Go ahead, y'all.
Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh,
who God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, who God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Praise you. Woo.
Praise you, know, I believe I found me another place to speak on the Lord real highly. We were sitting out the other day, and his car pulled up, and this little boy in his car, I mean, his eyes is about this big. And the place I'm talking about is out where we have our stand. But anyway, I got to picking at this kid. You know, imagine me picking at somebody's kid. But anyway, the dad gets out, and so he comes walking up, and he stood on this pad. And first thing he did, he went to the window, and he introduced himself to my kids. And I'm like, wow, you know, it's this man right here. He reminds me of myself. You know, you don't meet a stranger. Well, he turned around, and we started conversing. And the first thing we did, we greeted each other about the Lord. That's the first thing we did. And then he pulled his shirt up and he showed me. He said, man, he said, let me tell you about this. And he showed me where the bullet hole entered here and come out here. Blowed his kidney out and all this good stuff. And he told me about that was before he got saved. And then he proceeded to tell me all during his recovery how the good Lord worked on him. And before he left there, we were just having a ball in the Lord. We sat there and we talked. I bet we talked for 45 minutes on that pad talking about the Lord. And that's awesome to hear that. Amen. That's awesome to hear that. God is doing it. We just need to allow him to. Amen. You know, we need to open ourselves to where that we can be that light that he talks about. So we can... You know, ministers, preachers, they need to open themselves up to talk about their problems. They need to go somewhere and tell about their testimony for the simple reason because they're just like we are. They just have a bigger responsibility. Amen? Because believe me, the higher you are, the more responsibility you have, the more accountable you're going to be. You have to. God is like that. But you know what? The higher we get in our walk with the Lord, the more accountable we are to do the right things. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, y'all. Wait just a minute. Let me find these words right here. Cause God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good.
God is
good. Go ahead,
Dad. All the time.
That's right.
All
go ahead, old Pop.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. 'Cause He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. My God is good. God is good all the time. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. You know, this song was written, we did this song back in 1995, and Cardo's gone through and pulled out some old ones just to celebrate today with us. And you know, when we get to that bridge, it says, though I may not understand all the plans You have for me. You know, we walked through some things that we did not know were in front of us. Starting in about 2008 and all the way up, you know, and we walked through some experiences, but God was there and God was faithful all the time. And though I may not understand all the plans He has for me, you know what? My life is in His hands, and through the eyes of faith, you know what? We can clearly see. Amen. Glory to God. Praise
you know,
God.
A minute ago when I was doing the part that I was doing, I may not sound it exactly like it needed to sound, but for 5 years, I haven't been able to sing that song. 5 years.
And you know, from 2000 on up to whenever, He led that song. That's why I did what I did. You know, a lot of people won't do anything because they're afraid of what it may sound like or what it may look like. But when it's coming from your heart and you're singing it about the Lord, it don't really matter. Because, see, it don't matter what I think. Because, see, if your heart's aimed in the right place, it's still good. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever, I'm not worried about that, Papa. Because, like I said a while ago, Jesus loves us, man, and it's all good. It's all good. It done me good to see You do that. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Go ahead, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God we'll carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
How we used to do it, guys, how we used to do it.
His love endures forever.
Come on, y'all.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Hallelujah.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Say, forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever. Forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever, forever.
Would I be? Where would you be? You know, are we worthy? We are in Jesus. That's right. That's the only way. Because without Him, we're nothing. Without Him, we're lost. I mean, it's a simple thing. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Say, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad He did. I know you know that. Well, Mom, you go, girl. But it's an awesome thing. You know, I know why Jesus loves us. Because we're created in His image. And we're the ones to worship and praise Him. Amen. That's exactly what I believe. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? It's time to take our offering up. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord God. It's through your looking over us, Lord. It's through your giving and taking care of everything, Heavenly Father, that this day is it's here, Lord. Through the faithfulness of the tithers and the givers here, Heavenly Father, today we are celebrating the final payment of this establishment. We just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Yeah. All creation cries to you, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Glory to the faithful one, Jesus Christ, God's Son. All creation gives you praise, but you alone are truly great. You alone. You alone are God who reigns for eternity. For eternity. God is great and His praise fills the earth. It fills the heavens and your name will be praised through all the world. God is great. Sing His praise. All the earth and all the heavens, cause we're living for the glory of your name, the glory of your name. All to you, O God, we bring. Jesus, teach us. Jesus, teach us how to. Your fire burn in us.
Let your fire burn in us.
That all may hear and all may see. God is great, and His praise fills the earth. It fills the heavens, and Your name will be praised through all the world. All the heavens, cause we're living for the glory of your name, the glory of your name. Right here we sing holy to the Lord. Say holy is
the Lord.
Whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
Yes, we
sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
Come on now, sing holy.
Holy
the whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
One more time, sing
holy.
Holy.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
I say, yeah, yeah.
It fills the heavens.
Through all the world.
Sing his praise.
All the earth.
And all the heavens.
Cause we're living for the glory of your name.
Cause we're living
for the glory of your name.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. You know what?
Hallelujah.
I could come in here and get up here and, for lack of a better word, go through the motions. But that's not my choice. You see, I've been lost. And I knew what it took to get me saved. I've been down. And I know what it takes to be able to get up on your feet again. I've been in trouble. I know what it takes to get out of it. Amen. I've been lost, man. I've been out there. And I know the only way back is through Jesus Christ. And I've partied. I've been drunk. I've been a drug addict. I've done everything under the sun. But you know what? But God. But God. Through all that, when I looked up, guess what? Guess what he was doing? He was standing there with his arms like this. He was. He still is. He cannot lie. He will not lie. He will not change. He will always be the same. Amen? The God I serve is an awesome God. And we all have access to him. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, guys.
I want to hear you say words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I've prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away. Jesus, you are my reward. Your voice on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. I want to hear you say words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away. Jesus, you are my reward. You hear your voice on that day. It's all I'm living for. You are my reward. To see your face on that thing is all I'm living for. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. We'll meet you in the sky. We will see you face to face. On that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus is all I'm living for. Is all I'm living for.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'd like everybody to stand for a moment, please. How many of you believe that God answers prayers?
Amen.
I believe He does. And you know what the Bible says? That we know that if we pray according to His will, that He hears us. And we know that if He hears us, then we have the things that we've asked for. And you know what His will is? It's that book laying right there on the front pew. If it says it in there, it's His will. The Bible says, any among you sick, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. In Mark 16, it says, you lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Are you a believer? If you've got something in prayer going on inside of you that you'd like to bring before the Lord, I want you to lift your hand. And if you're standing by somebody that's got their hand lift, I want you to lay your hand on them. This is body ministry. See, the body just doesn't have to sit around and wait for the pastor or the people up front to do something. Body ministry means that I'll do it for you. The Bible says confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. It doesn't say always confess your faults to the pastor. You know what a fault is? That doesn't necessarily mean that there's something you're doing that's wrong. It just means that something's going on in you that's a fault. You know what a fault is? It's a crack that's not supposed to be there. That's what causes earthquakes. It's faults. It doesn't mean it's anything sinful or wrong. It just means that there's something going on that don't need to be going on, and you want to put a stop to it. He's the healer. He heals faults. So right now, we're going to receive from him. And your fault might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be financial, material. Maybe it has to do with your job. I don't know. But right now, all you've got to do is bring it before God. Because you know what he says? He gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. So if you're standing by somebody whose hand is up, let God use you right now. Heavenly Father, we stand before you right now on the basis of your word that said, ask and you shall receive. And we stand here before you, Lord God, right now. There's hands raised in here. They're asking for something. They're asking for some fault to be ministered to, some fault to be healed in Jesus' name. And right now, as the blood of Jesus Christ flows over us and rises up within us, and as the Spirit of God stirs within us, we believe right now that we're standing in the presence of the power of God. And that whatever is needed, you're able to meet that need. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, I speak healing, physical healing to any bodies in this building right here or anyone that may hear me on the internet. I speak healing right now to those bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, right now for honoring their faith as they're reaching out to you, Lord God. Right now, if there's someone with a financial need, I thank you, Lord God, that you've made provision for that. You said you'd take care of all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If there's a conflict in a family situation or between two individuals and they just can't seem to resolve it, I pray, Lord God, right now that the power of your Spirit would enter into that situation and overwhelm it in Jesus' name. Emotional. Parents with children that are struggling out in the world to do what's right. I thank you, Lord God, that if we look at them and we see them as blessed, that we stand, Lord God, even as the prodigal son's father, expecting, yes, that boy's going to come to his senses. He's going to be back. And I thank you, Lord God, that you said you'd honor our faith. You said, Lord God, through the Apostle Paul, when the Philippian jailer said, what must I do to be saved? And you said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy household. And I thank you, Lord God, right now, as we reach out to you in faith, that you're going to heal families, that you, Lord God, are going to break down walls of division. Because the Word of God says that through Jesus Christ, we have been made at peace with God. And we've been reconciled to him through the death of his son. That he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we through him might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. We thank you, Lord God, right now. Job situations, Lord, I pray right now that they'll open up, that the doors of provision will open, Lord God. And that you will take care of those situations that where they're struggling with finances, Lord God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the moving of your Spirit through here, touching everything that you promised us in your word. Break the power of the demonic presence over people in Jesus' name. Set them free. Command those demon spirits to turn them loose in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus prevails. The blood of Jesus is overcome. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We declare, Lord God, this morning that we are overcomers. That through Jesus Christ we overcome the world. That greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And right now, Lord God, we rise up above the circumstances and the situation. We rise above the corruption of this world to stand in the presence of God and in the place of the Almighty. The secret place, Lord God, where your hand is upon us. And Father, I pray for our nation, because what goes on in this nation affects us as your children. And we thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom supersedes the nationality of even the United States, that your kingdom rises above it. And as citizens of your kingdom, Lord God, we live on a different plane than the people without you. We thank you, Lord God, that you that you have raised us up with Jesus and seated us in heavenly places. We thank you, Lord God, that you put the enemy under our feet. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that you poured out upon us at Calvary and for the justification that you brought to us in the resurrection. He was raised for our justification. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can stand in your presence knowing who we are, knowing who you are, and walking in what you've provided for us. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We're yours. And we thank you, Lord God, for the right to kingdom privileges. And we received it all through the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you take something out of here with you and you go after a while, because God imparted it to you. You can be seated. You know, I'm just going to say something here, and then I'm going to turn things over to Sister Shirley. But, you know, now that we've paid off the mortgage and we're out of debt, it doesn't mean that you can say, now I don't have to give. I know you're not going to do that. But you see, what I want to call your attention to right now, we got some things that we want to get done. We got a situation back there in the back corner. We want to do something about where that water's coming out of that door. We're going to put a foyer entrance right back there in the floor. We're going to cut up that carpet that's all mildewed and everything, and we're going to put some pretty linoleum in there so that we got a little break there between the outdoors and the carpet. Want to fix those doors right there, put an awning over the top of them, or even do what we intended to do years ago, and that's to enclose that whole area right outside that door all the way to the other door. It goes in the front. Some things, you know, because the situation get put off. We've got some stuff in our sound system that needs to be upgraded. We got some microphones that are from the Stone Age. And we need some of those updated. We need some of our equipment updated. We need some more done to our roof. We need a sign. We need to fix our sign. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for that sign. And now that we don't have this mortgage payment every month, we can set aside some and we can gradually get these things done. And if you want to give on something particularly, hey, you just see some of Sister Shirley or me or Brother Glenn and say, I want you to put this towards whatever. If you don't want to specify it to anything, just say, put this where it's needed most. But what I want to do right now, I think Sister Shirley's going to, she's going to call for those that'd like to share something. Just for a minute. Now, we're not talking about taking 15 minutes and preaching a sermon about the last 20 years. But 22 years ago, we moved into this building here. 22 years ago, I guess, 22 years ago in January. And now it's all ours. Community Trust Bank doesn't own any of it. And now we're looking forward to the future. We've got some people that didn't make it this morning, but I know they're going to be right in here with us. But Sister Shirley, you come on and we'll get a runner, maybe Ricardo or somebody to take a microphone to whoever wants to. share something. If you want to say something, just stand up right where you are.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Am I on? Well, since I'm the first one up.